Hey, it's Jamie, and over the years, I've had to lead many software development teams, and it never feels like there's enough time to get everything done. Even if I'm only leading a few software developers, there's always too much work, and I have to be very careful what I actually do. So today, I want to share how I've actually had a lot more time to lead other software developers when I give them more responsibility, and you can too. If you've watched any of my other videos, you know I'm a big fan of teams where there's generally less management. But whether someone on your team is officially recognized as a lead developer or not, there's usually someone on the team who's more experienced in at least one area. And people naturally just seem to take ownership for areas of the software project that they're really passionate about. And people can start to naturally just look at them as leaders in that idea that they really like to work on. And maybe that's you, or maybe you're considering stepping into a role where you're going to lead other software developers. In my career, I've found it's really easy to get overwhelmed when we're leading other developers. You're meeting with the business and letting them know where things are at. You're supposed to also be supporting the team and helping the other developers. And somehow, you're also supposed to get actual work done on the product that you're working on. You've probably heard the saying, give someone a fish, feed them for a day, but teach someone to fish and feed them for a lifetime. But even though I know this, somehow it's hard for me to trust other software developers sometimes to do things that I'm really good at because it seems like somehow it'd be quicker to just do it myself. So let me quickly tell you how I've often gotten overwhelmed on my projects and how I think you may run into this situation too if you're not careful. And then I want to tell you some of the ways that I've actually pulled myself out of this so that I'm able to really let go more and be more calm on the project and not be responsible for quite so much, even though I'm leading the team. As a lead, naturally, you're probably going to have more experience in one or more areas of the product, and so people are going to start to look at you as the expert. The problem is it usually doesn't stop there. People start to look at you as the expert on everything on the product, and if you're working on kind of a smaller product, that might be possible, but when you get to a really big, complicated product, it's often that as a lead, at least my experience has been, I can't know everything about the product anymore. So if there's this somewhat unspoken assumption that you are the expert on everything about the project, well, then naturally, as the lead, you're going to get pulled into meetings all the time. And if you're sitting down in meetings having to discuss stuff with the business, often you're not going to have any time to really support your team and sit with them and help them through issues. And if you don't have time for your team anymore, you, as the lead, can become the bottleneck to the team just getting work out. So you have to be really careful. The problem is many of us start a project as a lead on it with other developers we're leading that we've never worked with before. And so we don't really know, you know, how long have you been coding in Ruby or how many projects have you worked on that, you know, are in healthcare. We learn a lot of this stuff just working with each other. And so as a lead, trusting your other developers at the beginning of a project when you don't know them that well to go off and do things that you know are going to have a really big impact if they're not done right can be really tough. The irony is the solution to all of this is really to find a way as a lead to actually know less and make less decisions on the project. And I know this sounds kind of counterintuitive. If you've worked with other people that take a lot of pride in the job title they've earned, they look at it like I have a lot of impact and I can make a lot of decisions. But I'll tell you, this has just been my experience that when I'm leading other people on a software team as a technical lead, if I work that way, I get overwhelmed quickly. And so here's some ways I learned through consulting that really helped me be more calm when I led other people. The first one is you've got to challenge that mindset that people have that you're the expert on the product. You have to reset that every single time you meet with somebody or you meet with a developer or you're, you know, being asked about status on the project. Remind people you can't know everything about the project. So sometimes they're going to have to ask other people for details on expertise about things. You have to continually remind people because they're going to forget. I can't be the expert on everything. I can't be the expert on everything. And I found, though, if I do this with people long enough, they just realize it and they stop asking me every single question. You know, they might go through me at first if they don't know who to ask, but once they find out which developers are really interested in certain areas, they just go directly to them. And that's how it should be. You don't want to become like a conduit that all communication about the technology goes between on your team. That's the last thing you want to do if you're leading other developers. It's going to cripple your ability to get anything done as a lead. The second thing you can do that will help you not be overwhelmed is to let everybody on your team know that your role is to help the team be successful. I think oftentimes on software projects, managers will look at me or you or other leads on a software project as the person who's going to write the best code, the most code, and help all the other developers write better code than they do today. And that's just not reasonable. If you're going to help other developers do a better job or bring their ideas to the table and be successful with them, then you have to dial back your output, and management has to know that may be a considerable dial back. Because really, when you're leading a software development team, it's more about ensuring the success of the team than just your individual success. And I've seen many people that are really strong developers, they get into a lead position and they don't lead very well because they just think being the best developer on the team, they're now a lead, that somehow that's going to inspire people and everybody's going to just get work done well. And they don't realize, no, you actually now need to spend more of your time working with your team members if you're going to lead than just doing the work yourself. Another thing you can do that will really help you be less overwhelmed if you're leading other developers and kind of learn to let go a little bit is, it's often that I'll be in a meeting and management maybe will say, hey, we've got this idea for something that we want to do in the product. We need you to go find out if it's feasible. And it'll require me to go off and learn some new technology I've never used before. And most developers love that kind of opportunity, right? To go off and research a new technology and test it out and get to learn everything about it. But as the lead on your team, you really want to give more of those opportunities actually to your team members. Because if you're off in a corner researching, you know, technology X, even if it only takes you a week or 2 weeks, that's a period of time that now you're going to feel irritated because you're heads down trying to research that thing when your team really needs you. So I've found I'm way less stressed out when I'm leading teams if I'm able to stop myself more often when I'm like, wait a minute, somebody just asked me to do something that's really sounds fun to me, but if I start doing this, I'm not going to be available for my team. Another thing that's really helped me to get overwhelmed less when I'm leading developers is when people ask me a question about the technology or the product or the features or how something works on the team, I try to more often think, is there anybody else on my team that could answer this question other than me? And if that answer is yes, I redirect that person to the other developer on my team. If you become sort of a bottleneck that all the communication has to go through you and you're looked at again as the expert, you're never going to have time to support your team. You're just going to be constantly communicating. So I've had to get better at this, but even if I know the answer to something, if I know, okay, it's going to take me a 20-minute meeting to explain to this business person how this aspect of the product works, that might be a 20-minute conversation that another developer on my team could equally have just as well, when I could use that 20 minutes to support the team or somebody who's really struggling. So that's something that's just helped me. And it really just starts with every single time you're asked something about the product, you can, you know, answer whoever's asking it to you, but think for a moment and think, could I have had them ask somebody else that could have answered this? And if you start noticing a pattern there, use that person and get your time back. And the last thing that has really helped me let go more and trust other developers on my team to try to do things that might be out of their comfort zone, but they gotta grow too, and I can't do everything, is to really be kind to other people when they try that thing for the first time and they're inevitably gonna make a mistake. You know, when you're leading other developers, the worst kind of leaders I've worked with are the lead developers that basically bash everybody about, you know, you didn't write code the way I wanted you to, and how dare you not understand our format for pull requests, and, you know, whatever the issue is. If you instead have an attitude with other people that, look, you made a mistake, I did the same thing when I started out, or, oh, that's a really common issue, let me show you how to get over it, people are going to know then that, oh, here's a leader who will trust me to try things that are harder for me. And I can actually try these and maybe even make mistakes myself, and I'm not going to get belittled. And if you've got a team that knows they can trust that you're not going to cut them down if they make mistakes, they will actually try things that they wouldn't otherwise. I mean, if you think about, right, if your boss is micromanaging you, how often are you going to take a risk? Never, maybe even. So I would just encourage you strongly, be really kind to the other developers or other people on your team that you're leading anytime they try something and they fail, because you're going to build trust with them, they're going to build trust with you, and ultimately it's going to let you let go more and take things that normally you'd have to do yourself that are maybe causing a lot of stress for you because you got a lot on your plate leading people, and hand them off to somebody else. And even though you might feel a little bit nervous, you know, I don't know what the outcome of letting this other person do it is going to be, I'll tell you, the outcome's certainly going to be better than if you're already pegged at 70, 80, 90% and you've become a bottleneck and you can't even get any work done anymore. So have you ever been challenged with leading other developers and trying to find ways to really let go more so that you aren't doing so much as a lead? Leave me some comments below. If you're new to my YouTube channel, consider subscribing. And you can also always listen to this instead as a podcast on Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or iTunes. Just search for Healthy Software Developer and you'll find me there. So until next time, thanks.